This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned Friday it would not renew the Black Sea Grain Initiative signed by the Kremlin, Ukraine, Turkey, and the UN last July unless Moscow's terms are fulfilled. The deal allows Ukraine, one of the world's top grain producers, to export grain through a safe corridor in the Black Sea. Official data indicates that more than 27 million tons of grain and other foodstuffs have been exported from Ukraine since the initiative began last August. The United Nations says continuing the deal is vital to averting a world food crisis. The deal has been extended twice, the last time for 60 days instead of the 120 days that had been agreed to initially. Speaking alongside Lavrov at a news conference in Ankara Friday, Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, said they believe the grain deal should continue, but perhaps with some accommodations for Russia.
Esir takası dahil bazı girişimlerde olduğu gibi.
Çavuşoğlu said, "We think it is important for the grain agreement to continue. This isn't important only for the export of Ukrainian and Russian grain and fertilizer. It's important in terms of the global food crisis and to reduce the problem every household in the world is experiencing. We agree that obstacles preventing the exportation of Russian grains and fertilizer need to be removed." Moscow has complained that its side of the agreement, promising the right to export fertilizer and other agricultural products, is not being honored. Israel launched airstrikes in Gaza and Lebanon early Friday in retaliation for rocket attacks on Israel the government blames on the Islamic group Hamas. Loud blasts reverberated in parts of Gaza as the Israeli jets hit what the military said were tunnels in Hamas weapons manufacturing sites. The Israeli military said it also targeted Hamas installations in southern Lebanon in strikes launched Friday. The Lebanese television station said there were explosions in the southern port city of Tyre. This is VOA News. Two state lawmakers in the central southern state of Tennessee expelled from the state legislature for their role in a protest calling for more gun control. Say they'll be back at the state capitol next week to advocate for change. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Of Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were necessary to avoid setting a precedent that lawmakers' disruptions of House proceedings through protest would be tolerated. Jones and Pearson are Black. Another lawmaker, Gloria Johnson, who is white, also joined last week's protest in the Capitol, but she survived the vote on her expulsion. That drew accusations of racism. Representative Pearson.
This is undemocratic. This is wrong.
Republicans deny that race was a factor in the expulsions. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. Department of Labor reports Friday a healthy 236,000 jobs were added last month in the U.S. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Although the jobs number has moderated since February's gain of 326,000, Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says,
"This is about as good of a jobs report as we could have expected to get, given the fact that we've been dealing with the financial markets volatility, high inflation, and a year's worth of interest rate hikes, courtesy of the Federal Reserve,
which meets in early May to make a decision on interest rates.
This jobs report gives the Fed some comfort that the job market isn't as hot as it was before.
As for the R word,
so far so good for the U.S. economy in the first quarter, but there are a number of risks on the horizon that could lead to a recession this year."
I'm Shelley Adler.
A new comprehensive genetic study of woolly mammoths, the Ice Age ancestor of the modern elephant, has revealed a vast array of new insights regarding the huge extinct mammal, including that it may have evolved with little or no body odor. A top researcher at the Stockholm University's Center for Paleogenetics, Professor Luv Dalin, told the Reuters news agency they've analyzed the genomes, the complete set of genetic material or DNA in an organism, of 23 woolly mammoths and compared them to modern elephants and other mammals to see what genes were unique to the species. Dalin said one interesting characteristic they discovered was a gene mutation found in humans associated with reduced body odor. But he was quick to add this does not mean mammoths smelled wonderful.
When it comes to body odor, I think we have to be very careful here, because the reason that humans have that body odor is that this protein is excreted into the armpits when we sweat. And there is no reason to believe that woolly mammoths were actually sweating in their armpits.
From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.